Fireweed by Jill Peyton Walsh. Read by Joe Cohen. Chapter 1. Remember, I can still smell it. I met her in the Aldwych Underground station at 6:30 in the morning, when people were busily rolling up their bedding and climbing out to see how much of the street was left standing. There were no lavatories down there, and with houses going down like ninepins every night, there was a shortage of baths in London just then, and the stench of the Underground was appalling. I noticed, as I lurked around, trying to keep inconspicuous, that there was someone else doing the same. I was lurking because I wanted to stay in the warm for as long as possible, without being one of the very last out, in case any busybody asked me tricky questions. And there was this girl, as clearly as anything, lurking too. I was 15 that year, and she seemed sometimes younger, sometimes older. She looked older now because she had that air adults have of knowing exactly what they are doing and why. Now I come to think of it, lurking is the wrong word for her. I was lurking. She was just staying put. But I knew she was playing some game like mine because she hadn't any bedding either. She was clever at getting out unnoticed. She waited till a great, loudly yapping family with kids all sizes came swarming past her, and then just tagged along behind them. I joined their wake, too. Mum and Dad were staggering under so many blankets they might perfectly well have been carrying ours, too. When we trudged up the steps to street level, she looked around her. So did everyone else. There was always less damage than you would think. This time, as far as I recall, the street looked the same as it had done the night before. She wasn't looking for bomb damage.